All right, so welcome everybody. We're at Mining Disrupt, and I'm with Revolve Labs. I'm with, you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Cody Nelson.
I'm Felipe Pinto.
And today we're going to talk about Revolve Labs and everything they have to offer. And first, I want to start off with just a brief history about the company and what you guys do.
Sure. So we are a sort of all-in-one service provider in the mining space. We also, you might not get into this very much, but we're parlaying our competence here into the AI and sort of broader HPC world. But when you zoom into mining, we offer hosting, co-location, right? Where we take other people's machines, plug them into our facilities and run them. And then we also offer repairs. So that's kind of our bread and butter. As an offshoot to that, we've recently launched a warranty product, which is the first of its kind. So it's underwritten by, you know, credible third parties. And then we also have started to monetize some of the internal tools that we built around energy optimization, around repair management, fleet management. And we're continuing to build out on that front. So
you guys have your own dashboard here on the bottom, right?
Yeah, it's not the best picture. This is sort of one of the applications. This is the sort of repair center, workflow manager, sort of fleet management for machines that need repairs, right? One of the pain points in the space that people talk about is they send a machine somewhere and they don't know what happens to it. They don't know when it's going to get fixed. It's hard to communicate. This sort of solves for that by having it, you know, productized, right? Where you can go in at any touch point that occurs, the diagnostics, you know, reception, diagnostics, repair attempts, etc. You know what's happening to each one of your machines all the way down to the component level. And so this is something that doesn't exist at all in the space.
Yeah. Next, I want to talk about like your backgrounds, not only in this space and what you're doing with this company, but traditionally like what you did before crypto and how you found crypto. So
I guess I'll start. I have my hands in a lot of things as a COO, and we have a lot of services and products. So I have a very busy job keeping everything going and developing everything. So I actually was the primary person involved in designing and building out our first 20 megawatt data center in Minnesota. Also, I was the one that started the repairs side of our business. I actually traveled to Bitmain and was trained as a ASIC repair certified repair technician. And then after that, I actually was a Bitmain certified trainer, so where we would actually train other people that were interested in doing ASIC repairs. Bitmain has since shut that down, and we actually set up our own in-house certification for ASIC repairs. And I was the one that built out that system or that certification course. I don't run the repair center anymore. Josh Wallace, our director of repair services, runs that. So it's been nice to hand that off to him. But also primarily involved in a lot of our software products with energy operations and the repair center, repair work order app that we have, as well as some of the other things with Quinson and Peak and Wow.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah, it's been a wild ride to be part of all of the different products and services, but it's been really cool to see from inception where they have come to now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you asked, you know, before starting this, so the seabed of this idea, I was an MBA student at Stanford, and working with another guy getting his PhD in computer science, their co-founding CTO, unfortunately isn't here today, but, we really wanted to put mining in the hands of retail folks. It seemed like a really good asset class on the one hand. On the other hand, we wanted to be able to expose people to it, and being able to help people actually get ROI out of mining, I think is kind of one of the big things we're solving for. Along the way, and even since inception, we first started, we were at a completely hydro sort of facility. And so being able to think creatively on how to find low cost energy that also, you know, helps the grid be more resilient or draws from, you know, renewable or environmentally friendly sources as much as possible. It's something in the back of our minds too. And as it turns out, I think there's a win-win that way. And so we care a lot about sort of end-to-end, the end-to-end customer problem journey map here where they start, you know, wanting to buy a miner, needing to find a quality facility, running into repair problems. And we want to solve as much as we can along that journey. And optimizing, you know, energy is a way in which we can hopefully help pass along some of the savings that we are hopefully able to get to customers, and also help them. It also helps them get ROI. And so that's, you know, a little bit of a few threads around what we do and why we do it, where we came from.
Interesting. Yeah. The repair work order dashboard, I was just thinking about it. I know a lot of people that have sent stuff out and it's been lost and takes a couple months before they get it back. So that's really a good idea to be able to track your order and make sure that it gets repaired on time and right. Some of these manufacturers have gotten to the points where they've just like gone under because they haven't been able to repair stuff. And their customer support after the miner is delivered is so subpar. It's nice to see that you guys are coming up with solutions for that. So it's great.
Yeah, we heard the same thing and the same feedback. And that's why we created it, because our customers were like, well, yeah, we sent something into Bitmain and then they lost it. And we were like, okay, well, what now? And they said, sorry. And we're like, that should never happen, right? So creating something where there's transparency, they know that the tracking number coming in, they know when we received it, they know what we have, they know what is shipped back out and what tracking numbers they are. And if there's anything that happens in between that, they know what's going on.
I wanted to know next, what are you guys doing at Mining Disrupt?
Yeah, so I think, again, we're at a unique place where we have enough products and services that we appeal to all sorts of different people, not just retail customers, but also other businesses. So B2B and B2C, we can offer them, you know, software solutions. We can offer them hosting. We can offer them repairs. So really, like anyone that comes here, they could benefit from either one or multiple of our products or services.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think that's obviously this is the place to do it at Mining Disrupt. And you guys have been around since 2019, is that?
2017. Yeah, I think it's the third or fourth year of Mining Disrupt.
All right, interesting. Are you guys planning on doing any other conferences throughout the year?
Yeah, probably. We'll probably be at BTC in Las Vegas. There are several others. As it turns out, we have customers in Europe too, so we might do one there this year. Great. So yeah.
These conferences seem to be more and more every year, so it's hard to keep track of them all. Lastly, I just want to touch base on your vision, your future vision moving forward. Do you guys have anything new you're planning to bring to the table, or just where do you see this space going? And kind of take this any direction you really want to go with it.
Yeah. So as it pertains to this space, I think the vision is, you know, to try and come up with all-in-one solutions that are very seamless for the client and de-risk as much as possible, right? We want clients to realize as much profitability as they can while also taking away as many of the risks and pain points that have traditionally come in this space. So that's big for us. You know, along the way, I think being able to sort of provide analytics, right? Which devices are more profitable than others? How do I think about that? Being able to provide sort of services around looking for alternative solutions for different products and services. Being able to provide a digital platform for that, I think, is also important to us. You know, there's people with bits and pieces, some of them are partners, and we want to put together sort of inspiring solutions that help people just sort of come to one place and they can get what they need to. I'm talking a little bit in generalities here, but there's more to come. Later this year, there's a lot of stuff on the roadmap there. And that's for the retail client. For people within the space that might have, you know, a larger footprint, or even for our competitors, we have these sorts of solutions around repairs, around energy optimization. They can really help them save quite a bit of money. And we've started to gain some traction there too. So that's something that, is part of our vision. That's what I'd say in the mining space. I think more broadly in the HPC world, we are also sort of starting to build larger data centers that cater to artificial intelligence workloads. So that's also part of what we're doing.
I think as we're going forward, like gone are the days of mining with like a S9 and it failing and you being completely clueless on what to do because there's no information on these things. Like companies such as yourselves are definitely providing useful information to the whole industry itself. So it's nice to see that progression as we get more involved in Bitcoin mining and just mining in general?
Yeah, I think one of the big benefits that we offer as B2B customers is a situation where we're problem solvers. So a lot of large customers like Marathon, for example, came to us when they were vertically integrating because they realized they didn't have expertise in how to run a site. And so one of the things that we did for them was help them manage that site, set up SOPs, and help them become independent in running that site. That's just one example of where we think outside the box and we help come up with creative solutions to make sure that customers are happy and they can actually do things that they want to do. And I think that's where we tend to shine is, you know, bring us your problems and then we'll help you solve them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. And I'll add that I think we have this repair center training course that, I don't know, the majority of the big public companies, large private ones as well, have sent their folks through. You know, on top of things like these vertical integration efforts, we've had multiple clients, you know, asking of, and we've been able to assist, with that, hundreds of megawatts. So, our team's pretty well versed. I think we also have 35 to 40 people now, I think, sort of in various different departments doing different things. And so, there's a wide range of, I think, we have a wide range of capabilities and ways to add value to other operations outside of retail.
And I'd say, in addition to primarily being based in the United States, we've actually started doing a lot more work globally. Australia, for example, not only just providing them with solutions, but also our repair training course. So we had people in our last repair training course from Australia.
We've gone to the Middle East to tell
from Canada. We just recently finished a training in UAE. So yeah, we're starting to do a lot more things globally, not just domestic.
Is your ASIC repair school, I guess I could call it that, is that open to anybody? Anybody can sign up for that?
Yeah, our ASIC repair certification course is geared towards teaching someone that has really no experience soldering or any electrical knowledge background.
So it's really just from the ground up.
Exactly. So anyone can do it, and we can help them become independent in doing repairs. It helps if you have a background knowledge in electronics and soldering, but that just means you'll just catch on that much faster.
Is it in person or online? Or
it is in person, yeah. And the reason for that is there's some things we just can't teach through a remote course. And so having them present where we can actually coach them through, this is how you solder, this is how you troubleshoot, makes it actually a good product, right? Because it would not be sufficient if it was...
And it's not a two-hour, you know, course.
It is a two-week, 80-hour course.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Where is it located?
At our repair center, we have a 10,000-square-foot repair center in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
That's great to hear. So if anybody wants to join, there will be a link in the description so you guys can check that out, as well as a link for this if anyone's interested in... You guys offer a lot of solutions, so if any of those... fit your needs, definitely reach out to them. And it was great talking to you guys. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I would just say, you know, there's a lot of pretenders in the space. There's a lot of fleecers in the space, if you will. It's maybe a strong word, but people whose business model is to find, you know, newcomers and maybe charge them so much they're unlikely to make a profit. And I think that is absolutely not our MO, and we actually kind of want to break that down a little bit. I think it's important to be careful in this space if you're a newcomer, and I think it's important to start small and to test people out. You know, we certainly are of the opinion that we also want high quality customers who are intelligent, who are, you know, risk averse in a way, and we want to be able to partner for the long term. And so you know, that's our view, that's our position. We hope we can continue to build out meaningful tools for folks in the space. So even if you don't want our products, but you've been in the space or are trying to get in, and there are certain pain points that you have, and reach out. We'd love to know more.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk, and looking forward to seeing what you guys are bringing 2025 and beyond.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.